Hey, always good to see Denise Garcia from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. How are you?
Good morning. I am great because it's Friday.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to start checking in with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to see how things is. But
no, those are great days, too. I just really, you know, we treasure time off, right?
Yeah, but you also put some time in on weekends.
I do, like next Saturday.
So does a lot of the staff.
Yep, we do. And, you know, on that note, I'm going to give our staff a huge shout out because, of course, we are down a few staff members, as everybody is.
Right.
And they are just doubling their time. I mean, we're so busy. And they are working, you know, we even have like, you know, we have a 24-hour shelter. And there are staff that are covering those hours that's not normally, you know, what they are to do. So we are super busy. And I want to give everybody a shout out because their dedication and passion is up over and beyond the call of duty. And I know that's everywhere. So, you know, it's just taking one day at a time and moving forward. And we're always so busy with other things, too. You know, it's not just servicing our clients, our victims, court, orders of protection, counseling, preventive ed in the schools. We also do outside events, you know, community events, we table events, we host things. Right now, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And through that month, we dedicate 1 week to just domestic violence. You know, and domestic violence comes not just in the abusive physical part, but it's mental, it's financial, it's animals, it's all ages, all genders. And, you know, one of our biggest lines is, wouldn't it be nice to live in a world where there wasn't any violence? Every year we do a community project, and it's when we invite the Sauk Valley area in to participate in what our plans are for that week. We've done very, very big things, you know, and this year we're doing a clothesline project. And what that means is we are asking members in the community, everybody, to take a t-shirt, and you can upcycle an old t-shirt, turn it inside out, use the back of it. We do have t-shirts at the YWCA you can stop by and grab. But we are encouraging you to put words of empowerment, words of encouraging, pictures. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to be an artist to do this. Trust me, because I am not an artist. It can be a message. It can be whatever you feel. But it's words that are showing support and belief to our victims and our survivors. And we've had, you know, some, for instance, somebody made just a great big sunshine. You know, be happy. We believe you. Stay strong. A little girl made a picture of her and her mom with a heart. It can be whatever you perceive it to be. And we're going to take these shirts on Monday and hang them on the trees outside of the YWCA on First Avenue. That's like the clothesline part of it. And these shirts are going to be out there showing support for our victims and our survivors. So this is a fun project to do as a group, as a family. We have some nice days coming up. If you don't want your kids to paint inside, you can do it outside. People have used markers. They've used the puff paint, whatever works. I will say, though, that if you want your shirt back, please attach a note, like, to the back of it that you want it back, because we're not going to try and, you know, distribute all these shirts back. But, yeah, so those are coming in. I went and talked to the wonderful CEO class yesterday morning, and they're all working on them. They're going to bring them back this morning. And just trying to encourage, you know, everybody to partake in this event.
Wow. So where'd you meet up with them?
I went over to their class yesterday.
Wow.
At the United Way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's a great group. I love that whole program. So I went and talked to them, and of course they're on board with that, anything to support, you know, everything that we do at the YWCA. So yeah, it's kind of exciting. And so that's one thing that we are really pushing right now. We also are tabling an event next Saturday. Sylvia and I will be at the Scarecrow Fest in Dixon.
Oh.
I pray for good weather. That's always a largely attended event. Get your kids, come out. You know, every table has like an activity and prizes and just a fun way to celebrate fall.
Is there going to be some staff from your Dixon office out there as well?
So our Dixon office, you know, I've mentioned, it is strictly satellite office now. Okay. So everybody has a turn up there. So to say staff from Dixon, we're both. We're just, okay. we're all moving right. in a groove. And we kind of changed that up at the beginning of our fiscal year, July 1. So everybody can kind of see and get out there and know Lee County also. You know, and Lee County, I mean, you know, even Whiteside County, there's so many little entities. I mean, you live in Whiteside County and you're not even directly in Sterling, you know. Right. So, yes. So people are going to be there. Different staff will filter through. But it's also hard because they're also covering so many other areas. So, you know, but yes, so we're looking forward to doing that.
So when you're out at the Scarecrow Festival, where are you going to be?
I truly don't know where our table will be located, but I know that they close First Street in Dixon.
Okay.
And I think that's where like all the tabling events is, you know, where everybody will have their tables. I know that, you know, we have to make a scarecrow, and it's just always a big thing. It's a big to-do. And I, like I said, I'm praying for great weather because it's time to get out and finally enjoy instead of being so hot, you know. So yeah, I just had posted our Giving Tree.
Yes.
So if you're not aware of what the Giving Tree is, we collect gently used or brand new coats, hats, mittens, scarves. And in the past, I have put them on the trees out front of the YWCA. But then I became a weatherman because I had to keep watching the weather to see if it was going to rain, because then I'd have to take everything down, and then it was nice, put everything back up. So I decided to put things right up on our veranda, right when you walk out our front doors. They're out there. They will be out there. Not yet. I'm still gathering, but they will be out there then for people to come up and grab what they need. Last year, we went through hundreds of coats. We just had an overwhelming response from the community. There are items placed at the Dixon office. I don't really have a tree there or a stand outside. It's not really conducive, but there are items that will be at the Dixon office that you can also stop and grab if you need. Or let us know. We can always connect with you and look for that certain size of coat, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's starting.
Seems like a couple of years ago, we kind of went in warm, and then all of a sudden, bang, it was cold. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, I don't have what I need.
Right. And you know, we're not in that right frame of mind, although like tonight is supposed to be really cold, they're saying, at the football games, and tomorrow's high is 61 or something. You know, but I still think we'll have that Indian summer, that little taste. You know, you have to have your first frost and all of that.
Sure.
But yes, so we're doing that. And that is a great project as a whole. If you work somewhere, if you're in a group, or even your family, because by donating those items, the many lives that you touch across the Sauk Valley area is just amazing. And sometimes people will donate just some money to give to the Giving Tree. So then in turn, we go out and the Dollar Tree has amazing gloves, you know, and headbands. You go and, you know, we go and grab things and then put them out for people to use. So, yeah, I know it's kind of that time of the year to start purging and getting out your winter clothes, putting away your summer things. On that note, talking about the Giving Tree, I'm going to go into West End Moxie.
Oh, there we go.
So West End Moxie is our thrift shop. We are doing wonderful. The community has been so supportive. We have had donations that we can't even keep up. You know, we're just going.
Wow.
But, you know, we're just really that the compliments and the people coming in and the great things they are saying is it just really makes it worthwhile to what we've actually, all the hard work that we put into it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's coming to just all tying together. So West End Moxie, if you're not aware, it is located at 115 West 3rd Street. That's right across from the County Market in Sterling. Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are closed Sunday, Monday. And during our open hours, we do take donations. We are also seeking volunteers for the store and for the building. Volunteers, there's different levels of volunteering. If you volunteer at the store, or if you come into the building and you help with a mailer or an event, You do not need specific training for that. If you choose to do direct services, whether it's in sexual assault or domestic violence, you do need a like a 60-hour training. Those services, you know, you could help on the hotline, you could help with different things that go on in those departments, but you absolutely need to be trained. To work at the store or to help with just, I always say the fun part of my job, you know, that you do not need a specific training, but we are always looking for volunteers. So if you have a few minutes, if you have a little bit of time, pardon me, if you want to give back to the community, please reach out to us. West and Moxie to volunteer over there. I always tell the people that come in that ask about volunteering, I'm like, you get to see the stuff that comes in firsthand. You know what I mean? Oh. It's like, yeah. And people come in and it's just fun. It's very fun. So please let us know about that volunteering note. If you would like to drop off your donations, please make sure it's during open hours. Do not leave anything at our front door, especially with this weather change. You know, and then the Giving Tree. If you have items for the Giving Tree, outerwear, hats, coats, scarves, mittens, please drop them off at the YWCA, either location, because I can always go up to Dixon then and grab them. So
I suppose like on Saturdays during, you know, Twin Cities Farmers Market, mm-hmm. a lot of people are yep. in the area, and you're probably really busy on Saturdays.
Yes. It's, like I said, it's going well, and it's just, it's a good thing. So we just keep moving forward, moving and grooving. We did have a sale last week. We're going to be creative and have another sale coming up. And so everything's good there. I mean, we really are pumping all that out. And with holidays coming up or Halloween, and you might need stuff for a costume. Ooh. Or, I mean, there's dress clothes. And, you know, we've had some clients come in, which is awesome because we have vouchers and we help our clients and our victims out. So that part of it is all kind of going smoothly. You know, it's new things and it's just all coming together. So it's a good thing. It truly is a good thing for the Sauk Valley area.
Yeah, you can on your Facebook page, you can get a little idea of what it looks like in there. It looks great, fantastic. If you have to stop by, I do apologize.
That's okay. That's all right.
One of these days.
We will hold you to it.
One of these days, I'll surprise you.
Totally. That would be fun. we also have, and, you know, we're not doing it yet. We kind of just talked about this a little bit last week, but our tamale sale. In a couple of weeks, we are going to start our tamale sale. So please keep that in mind. Start thinking about how many dozen you want to purchase. And, you know, I use the kind of funny, you know, there's not going to be a lot of turkeys this holiday season. So supplement the Christmas dinner with tamales. But that will be pumped out November 1st. They are $15 a dozen. It's everything the same as we're getting them from, you know, from the same place. Pickup will be in December. The last day to take orders will be December 8th, and then pickup will be December 15th. But all that info will come. But I know, you know, before we know it, it's going to be November. Yep. And time's just flying by. So
yeah, we shared a couple last year, and the people we shared them with, like, where'd you get those? Oh my gosh!
They have a great shelf life, but they do freeze wonderfully.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and then you can just pull out what you want,
right.
and they're very filling, and I can't speak higher of them because, you know, they work for everything. You know, you take them to a party, you have your kids home, whatever. It's just an easy go-to.
Football games,
yeah.
They're fitted. Oh, my gosh. Now that's all I'm going to be thinking about until I have them in my vehicle.
And that'll be a long wait, but that's okay. It'll go fast. You know, our services are free to anybody that needs whatever your circumstance may be. And as the holidays are approaching, you can always donate gifts to families. We do have families already that are reaching out to us about what's going to happen this holiday. Monetary donations are always wonderful. Food, you know, although it's holidays, there are still people in our shelter. So it's one of those things where I know we're not in that frame of mind yet, but to start thinking along that line of what can you do to help somebody out this holiday season? And please, 815-625-0333. And Karen, our gal at the front desk, who's amazing, she can direct you to who you may need to talk to about that. Because, you know, we sometimes get so involved in Christmas and the whole big, you know, part of it where we forget about those that are still in need. And so, yes, that's very crucial to remember. We always have families that are in need. We always have families in shelter. So please keep that in mind when you start looking ahead to the next 2 months.
Well, thank you so much for the update. Looking forward to all those things coming up. And what are we going to say about Sunday?
Go Pack. I do want to mention our hotlines real quick, 24 hours a day, 815-626-7277, 815-288-1011, and our Facebook page. It just amazes me how many people reach out to us through that page. We have many managers, and there's always somebody on task answering questions. And it can be something that is just a reassurance, or they need help right now. You know, many times you're sitting in a situation where you cannot talk, but you can be on that phone and you can reach out typing that way. So please remember, we are always here for you. We believe you, and let's keep moving forward.
Yeah, I like, there we go, moving forward.
Moving forward.
Well, hey, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much
you
for stopping in this morning.
Thanks again for all your support.